We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network, from Learfield, welcome to the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, hosted at The Row. Also brought to you in part by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football, and by Bud Light. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
There it is. There it is. Coach Norvell. That's your walk-up music.
I love that song, man.
It's mystical.
That's my favorite song.
What's up, everybody? It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. I like that you have walk-up music. How have we been working together for so long?
That song came on every... When I was at Oklahoma... Whenever we took the field, that song came on, and it was on, man. I love that song.
So
mystical.
Well, it's interesting because, like, you, like me, are a little more old school in your musical taste.
Yeah.
But mystical is a guy. I know you tuned in for football, everybody. We're going to get a little music breakdown here, a little 20th century popular music. Mystical always struck me as, like, a James Brown-style vocalist.
Yeah.
And I was curious if maybe that was why you like, because that's kind of a 70s R&B feel, and that's right in your wheelhouse.
It's a good bass on there, man, yeah. And it thumps in, and it just gets you rolling. I knew it was on. Things got serious when that song came on.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
How that'll just elicit a certain reaction. Maybe the Nevada 2-0 record should elicit a certain reaction from all of you tuned in, and all of you live here at Brew Brothers. Clap. Yeah, ring the bell. Let's do it. We are live on the row at Brew Brothers. Jay Norvell and the Wolfpack 2-0, receiving votes in both major polls. They are at Kansas State this Saturday. It is an 11 a.m. Pacific kickoff. Thank you very much. And we will be on the air at 10 a.m. on Saturday with the Bud Light Tailgate Show. It's not high noon. It's 1 o'clock local in Manhattan, Kansas, against the 2-0 Kansas State Wildcats of the Big 12 Conference. Coach, we'll talk about your connection to the Big 12. You have logged a lot of cockpit hours in the Big 12.
Yep.
But let's talk about the 49-10 win against Idaho State this past Saturday. It was the home opener. It was homecoming Hall of Fame weekend. A bunch of really great things happening. But one of the greatest things was that final score. And I want to talk about cognitive bias, right? Cognitive bias. One of them, it's got a funny name, but it's the power and kind of the imperfection of a first impression.
Yeah.
You guys win that game 49-10. If you look at all the statistics, you dominated, you took care of business. It was everything you'd want in a matchup against an FCS team. But, like, the way I summarized it at the end of the game was after a slow start.
Right.
And I thought, maybe that's not actually accurate. And I was curious what you think about that. Because at the end of four quarters, it was a dominating performance.
Yeah, it ended up that way. And I just think that there were some things that happened along the course of the game where we could have really took control of the game. And we you know, whether it was finishing a drive offensively, whether it was getting off the field on third down, and just taking advantage of the situation and really controlling the game. And that's what we really pressed upon our players, was to execute in every way. And we really finished well. I was really happy. You know, we dominated the fourth quarter, and that kind of got us to where we wanted to be. But we got to continue to start fast. That was one of the things I challenged the players. Come out of the locker room in the first quarter and then come out again in the third quarter, and then really put the gas to people in the fourth quarter. So we're still working on that. There's still a lot of things. I love the sacks. We got 8 sacks in the game with our defensive front. And we have a lot of talent, and we feel like we could really take over a game with that part of our defense. And so, but really excited about that. Was really happy about some of the young players that got a chance to play. You know, Nate Cox is a backup quarterback, came in and was perfect on his drive and threw a huge touchdown pass to Harry Ballard, who's a transfer receiver that we're trying to get involved. And so those things are really critical in just giving those guys confidence, because we know they're going to have to play at some point during the season.
The defense, it was a little bit similar to Cal in that you gave up the touchdown early, and then it was lockdown. They didn't score a touchdown the rest of the way. And while you don't want your defense to give up touchdowns early, if you're going to give them up at all, you want to give them up early. So I think it might be, I guess we were perhaps alarmed early watching the game. But the fact of the matter is, for the second game in a row, your defense hasn't allowed a touchdown in the final three quarters.
Yeah.
That's a winning formula.
Well, I think that's a trait of good defense. And you know, I know you're going to talk to Brian, but Brian does a great job of making adjustments and seeing what people are trying to do to attack us, and then getting our guys in position to play that. And I think that's what good defense is. You know, controlling the team, not giving up big plays, and taking away the things that they're trying to accomplish. And I just loved how we got after the quarterback. I mean, I love being able to hit the quarterback and get those guys down.
You got 11 on the year.
11, yeah, and that's amazing. And I think we could be better. And, you know, now we really want to get the turnovers going, and that'll be really big this week.
Let's talk about the offensive line. That's always it seems it's been in the center of the conversation, especially the first 3 weeks of the season. It should be the center of every conversation about every football game. But Basilite looks forward to watching the pack. Get out there and play this year. Call Basilite for any of your concrete product needs. Try that again, Ramey. Call Basilite for any of your concrete product needs. 775-358-1200. Go Wolfpack. Basilite, big blocker the last game.
Big blocker, Jacob Gardner, left tackle.
Okay. Are you guys, I've asked a couple of your players this on defense. I'm going to ask Brian this too. Pick a line, offense, defense. Are you guys tired of hearing about how, oh, well, the Power Five conferences in the trenches, they're going to move you around. They're just going to push you out of the way. You're going to be at a physical disadvantage. Do you guys draw inspiration, motivation when you hear that?
I think it's a challenge. And you know, one of the things, you know, when you're a mid-major team like us, you look forward to that challenge, and you look forward to playing, you know, schools with, you know, bigger budgets and bigger weight rooms and more resources. But we've really worked hard to bridge that gap here. You know, we've all the extra meals that we've got, the Eat to Win programs, getting them in the weight room with Jordan Simmons, and all the extra work is to be able to stand up to teams like this and not get pushed around. And so, you know, we worked really hard at it. We feel like we've got legitimate linemen on both sides of the ball where we can line up against good Power Five teams and not get pushed around. And so that's been a goal of our program, and You know, I think we responded well at Cal. You know, Cal's got as big a line as that we're going to see. And our kids, after the first quarter, they settled down and they played them toe-to-toe.
What's the learning curve like up front for Jacob Nunez, who's starting in place of Drew Cannon? I guess Gray Davis wouldn't have a learning curve as far as understanding the position of the plays, but just working within the ensemble in that offensive line. What's that look like from your perspective?
You know, learning to play well is all about repetition, and Jacob's been able to get in there and play some, and that's how you learn, feel comfortable. He's really athletic and can move and pull and does a great job of pass protecting. And now it's just about being in the flow of the game and playing with his teammates, getting the calls. And so he's been great that way. I'm so glad he got a chance to play. You know, and we're going to get Cannon back, too. Not this week, but hopefully for Boise, we'll get Andrew back.
The 2021 season is brought to you by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football. I know you've talked about it a lot, Coach, but I'm going to hammer this because 23,965 was the largest attendance of any game you or I have had the privilege of attending at Mackey Stadium since our tenures began concurrently at the University of Nevada. The southern end zone is a student section, game changer, the band down there. I know you've had time to reflect on it a little bit, and the Pack is now going to play in Manhattan, Kansas, right? That's going to be a next level environment. You made a point this week about how the student section is really what determines your home field advantage and your atmosphere.
The student section always sets the atmosphere for any stadium. And I was talking to Coach Ault on the practice field today, and he comes by every Tuesday, Wednesday, and he was so excited about the game. And that's Nevada football. That's the atmosphere that we want in Mackey. And I'm so excited about the student section moving to the south end zone. It was rocking down there.
They were there early.
Yeah, they were there early, and they stayed late. They stayed at the end of the game with the team, and the team appreciated it. And you could see the team feeding off the energy of the fans. And, you know, there's something special when people focus their energy on something. And when you get a large crowd of people all focusing their energy in the same spot, it's a powerful thing, and it's real. And so we felt that Saturday, and you know, it could just get better and better and better as the season goes along.
Bud Light proudly welcomes back Nevada fans to Mackey Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. We'll take a break. The head coach, Jay Norvell, is with us. Nevada is 2-0 and going to Kansas State this Saturday. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back.
Cart Barn is your local one-stop shop for sales, service, and rentals. If you're looking for new or used golf carts, Cart Barn is the only authorized dealer for Club Car, Easy Go, and Cushman carts in Northern Nevada. Our mechanics have over 25 years experience and can service all makes and models. You can customize your cart with a variety of accessory upgrades. Call Cart Barn today at 775-852-0707. That's 775-852-0707.
Hey Wolfpack fans, I'm Jeremy Anthony with Baselite Concrete Products, proud sponsor of the Wolfpack and the Baselite Big Blocker Award for over 20 years. Baselite offers a large variety of products for the do-it-yourselfer, including pavers and wall systems. Additionally, we have beautiful backyard design features such as barbecues, fireplaces, waterfalls, and fire pits. These outdoor kits come complete with all the materials you need, including easy-to-read step-by-step instructions. Come see these beautiful outdoor features at Baselite. Remember, don't fight it, Baselite it.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Visit us at ndireno.com. Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle up.
Everybody.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
There you go, Coach. A little James Brown for you. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. What's up, Brew Brothers? Where are you at? Ring the bell. Ring the bell, Kim. Yeah! 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 Jay Norvell in the pack, 2-0, going to Kansas State. Wildcats 2-0. Showdown in Big 12 country. It's James Brown's The Payback.
I love the big payback.
Big payback.
Yeah.
If I were a major leaguer, that would be my walk-up music. And I also wanted to play The Payback because, of course, you're going back to the Big 12.
Yeah.
Where you spent a lot of time.
Yeah.
As an assistant coach. Oklahoma?
Yep.
Nebraska when they were in that league?
Yep.
Texas?
Yes.
Am I missing anybody?
Yeah, Iowa State.
Iowa State, of course.
Iowa State.
Did I forget?
Yep. Yeah. So I've been to Manhattan a lot of times. And actually the first time that I played there, my very first year in coaching, I was at Northern Iowa. And it was Bill Snyder's very first game at Kansas State.
The stadium is now named after Bill Snyder.
And we actually beat them. We were 1AA team. We actually beat Kansas State. Bob Stoops was on that staff. And actually...
Is that with Northern Iowa?
Northern Iowa. And actually, Chris Kleiman...
Who is now the Kansas State coach.
...was playing safety for us. And Courtney Messingham, their offensive coordinator, was playing quarterback for us at Northern Iowa. 1980-something. I can't remember.
I'm guessing 88, 89?
Yes.
Yeah?
Around there, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What is it about the Big 12? I've been to Texas, and I think that's it. That's the only place I've been there.
The Big 12 is great. It's, you know, obviously it's all the...
Well, I guess I've been to Colorado, which was in the Big 8.
Yes.
Became the Big 12.
And it was a great league. I was in it, you know, at Nebraska, when Nebraska was still in the league. And, you know, I was in it when Mike Leach first came in the league and started the air raid, throwing the ball. And then all the Texas high schools started running air raid. And then it just became a wide-open league. In the... 2007, I was at Oklahoma, and we started going fast. It was tempo football, as fast as you could possibly go, spread.
Did you guys do that before Oregon?
Yeah, we actually did do it before Oregon. Yeah, we actually did do it before Oregon, and then Chip started doing it after that. But 2007, we had Sam Bradford, and we became the highest-scoring team in college football, and we went to the national championship and got beat by Florida and Tim Tebow and them. But, that was that was the era of the Big 12, and then it was offense, and you had to score, or you couldn't play with everybody else in that league, and it's still pretty much that way.
Kansas State is a little bit of an outlier. I guess the perception I have of them historically as a program, I don't necessarily think about them as, and maybe it's just my memory isn't complete enough of their history, but I always thought of them more in kind of the Nebraska, the old school Nebraska mold,
yeah.
Right? A little more ground and pound.
Yes.
A little more, you know, a bunch of farm guys on the offensive line.
Well, Manhattan, Kansas is kind of, it's very isolated, obviously. And when Bill Snyder went there, it was the worst program in college football. I mean, it really was. And what he did to build that program is one of the great stories in all college football. He's a great coach, good friend. He was one of my college coaches when I was at Iowa. He was our offensive coordinator. And
so he's a Hayden Fry.
Yes, sir. He left Iowa and went to Kansas State and just turned that program around. He's still there. He works on campus and teaches a leadership class. And he just sent me a note last week. But great coach, great man, and Hall of Famer.
Somerset Golf and Country Club has limited memberships left through the end of the year, starting at $250 a month with cart. Go to SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com for more information. Also, fans, from comedy shows to live concerts and more, The Row has the best live entertainment. That's right where you are right now. Don't miss Styx on Thursday, tomorrow, or Dwight Yoakam on Friday, September 17th. Honestly, there you go. Right. Live right here at The Row. Come see him. Purchase your tickets today through Ticketmaster.com. You get more with Caesars Rewards, the most rewarding casino loyalty club. Sign up today and get rewarded for every way you like to stay, dine, relax, shop, and play. All over 50 destinations. Okay, so you understand this league. You understand Kansas State. Deuce Vaughn. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's great. The running back for the Wildcats. I watched a little tape of the Southern Illinois game and the Stanford game. He's dynamic. He's brilliant.
Yep.
And you know his family.
Yeah. So Deuce, his father Chris Vaughn and I coached at Texas. Great family. And I've known Deuce since he was a young kid. And just a really dynamic back. A lot like Darren Sproles. That played at Kansas State, and really quick, shifty. We're going to have to do a great job of handling Deuce, and just really happy for him, excited that his college career has taken off like it has.
But you worked with his dad at Texas under Charlie Strong?
Yeah, Chris Vaughn.
I mean, is it weird?
It's weird.
You're scheming weird to stop your friend's son.
Yeah, it's very weird, and obviously you're happy for all the success that he's had, but it'll be fun to see him and to play against him, obviously.
How has practice been, and have you felt maybe a special sense of appreciation because you've been able to practice at home and be in a routine?
No doubt. It's great being at home and not having your practices disrupted. And I love the routine of the season. I really do. It's the greatest. You know, I saw Coach Altsmore. I told him it's the greatest time of year to be the fall and being able to practice football consistently and get in the rhythm of the week. I love working hard on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it kind of tapers off towards the end of the week, and then you start anticipating the game, and you know everything explodes on Saturday, and then we start all over again on Sunday. And you know, Sunday's the longest day of the week, but it's I love the routine of the season, and we're starting to get into a groove now in week three.
Envision Glass backs the Pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. EnvisionGlass.com. We haven't gone over this year, but you have themes for each day of practice.
Yeah.
Right? Tell the Truth Monday.
Yeah.
That's when you go per snap through the game with the team. Right? And you guys had, what, 8 penalties in the first half, so there was some truth-telling to be done.
Yes, sir.
Is it Tuesday, Turnover Tuesday?
Tuesday's competition.
Competition.
Yeah, and then Wednesday's all about the ball. And really, that comes, we were talking about Pete Carroll earlier, but that's something that Pete Carroll did at SC. And I love it because it really gives a special emphasis of the day. You know, Mondays tell the truth. Monday we watch a film, and when guys screw up, we tell them they screwed up. When they did good, we tell them they did good. Tuesday's competition Tuesday, so we just really, we go after each other, one-on-ones, inside drill. Wednesday's all about the ball, so defense really talks about turnovers. I always talk about the team that we're playing, the number of turnovers they have, what our situation is, and then Thursday's recovery Thursday, and Friday's fast Friday. So we practice for an hour, we go full speed. So
I was at defense practice today. You guys split up. Am I allowed to say that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't want to give away any secrets here, but explain that. You had the offense going at Mackey, and you had the crowd noise nice and loud.
Yeah.
So guys could get accustomed to. Do you work on silent counts and stuff like that?
Yeah, not so much. Yeah. But so I love splitting up and using different fields because our offense is all situationally based, and you know, for years we never moved the ball. We put it in one spot. We ran a bunch of plays, but that's not how the game's played. So we'll start on our own -2, and we'll drive the ball down the field. We'll get in a freewheeling zone. And as we move towards the red zone, we have certain things we like. As we get into the low red, we have certain things we like. And so you practice the game the way the game is played. And I just think it teaches such situational understanding. And it also teaches the offense the flow of the game and how the different field zones change and how the defenses change as you move the ball down the field. So it's I love doing it that way. I just think it teaches the players the space of the field. And we use every inch of the field. You know, if you ever saw us practice, you know, there's a number of plays where our quarterbacks will throw the guy out of the back of the end zone. It happened today. A kid ran into the fence. But we use every inch of the field, and I think the way we practice teaches our guys that.
Can I ask you about being favored in this game? I guess I just did.
Yeah, I did. I did notice that, you know, and you know, I think that's a sign of what that is. It's what people look at as far as statistics. They look at everything. They look at turnovers. They look at penalties, they look at offense and defensive production. And so I just think it's a tribute to what we've been able to do so far this year. But we have to go do it on Saturday. We see it every week where teams are underdogs. You know, we were an underdog at Cal. You know, teams are favored. It doesn't turn out that way. But it's kind of a tribute of what we've accomplished so far.
All right. I'm just looking at my defensive two deep for Kansas State. Who's the playmaker or playmakers? Who do you really have to make sure they don't have big plays against your offense?
Well, their defensive line is really big. They like to play a three down front. They really like to attack.
It's interesting their depth chart has them as a four down front.
Yeah, they probably don't want to tip that off.
All right, you heard it here first, guys.
But you know, going into the season, they really hadn't told anybody that they were going to be a three down team. And actually, Cal kind of was surprised by their change in scheme. And so we've been studying them. We've seen them for 2 weeks. We know their personnel very well. But they have a big front. They can get after your passer with their pass rush. You know, they're experienced in the back end and do a good job in coverage. So we're going to have to really execute at a high level. We're going to have to run the ball effectively, take care of the football, and, you know, we're going to have to score in this game. So it's important that we understand exactly what we're going against, and we've taken a lot of time to study it.
He's the head coach, Jay Norvell. Brian Ward, the defensive coordinator, is coming up. If you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on all Nevada athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access, presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches, perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4, and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. Thanks to Coach Norvell. Stay tuned for Brian Ward. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Hi-Tech Automotive is your premier solution for all vehicles, foreign and domestic. Locally owned and Bosch certified, Hi-Tech provides top quality service at an affordable rate. Visit us for any and all car maintenance and repair needs. We take pride in our work because we want you to take pride in us. Located on Gentry Way, Reno, Nevada. That's Hi-Tech Automotive, your premier solution for all vehicles, foreign and domestic.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. There's a little Johnny Cash for Jay Norvell. See, you've opened up Pandora's box now. Now I'm just going to pull music Jay likes. It's Johnny Cash, everybody. Don't take your guns to town. I'll fade it right here, Martin. Boom. There we go. Hi, welcome back. Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Brian Ward, the defensive coordinator, now in his second season, joins us right now. If you are a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans, Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield partner, is here to help. Talk to my guy, Eric, Kenzie, Brian, Wyatt. 775-327-2074. 775-327-2074. Or just come say hi. Come say hi here live at the Row at Brew Brothers. Come say hi at basketball. Wave at us at football. All right. Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm great. Is your defense being unfairly characterized for like 1-3 bad series this whole year? Are people nitpicking, or do you just say, look at the results?
Well, I mean, we just take one possession at a time.
Oh, thank you, Coach.
Yeah, so we're only as good as our next possession and kind of feel like we're selling a product or something. So it's it's a constant. We're just trying to climb the ladder, and we're trying to improve and control what we can control.
Take me into your huddle, though. I mean, last Saturday, what's the conversation like? Idaho State has gone down the field and tied the game. Mm-hmm. Not too dissimilarly to how California had done it in the first quarter of the week before.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, that's something you just have to get used to. I mean, this is really, you know, football is really offensive. You know, they're always going to, you know, throw the first punch. And really, defense is about counterpunching. Use a boxing analogy.
Oh, we'll get there.
And, okay. but, yeah, it's you know, teams are going to come in and they're going to change. You know, they're going to break you down and feel like, hey, we're gonna show them some things we haven't shown. And, you know, there's X's and O's for a reason. And,
right. Teams plan all week to try to confuse you.
That's it. I mean, they're going to come out and they're going to give you looks that you haven't prepared for because, you know, our job on defense is to prepare for what we've seen and then anticipate what we think might be coming. And it's really a crapshoot. I mean, we're not sure. And they came out with probably two looks that we hadn't prepared for, and we couldn't get them to the sideline because of the third and six that we got the penalty on, and they were able to take advantage of it. And, you know, ultimately football is a game of 11 on 11, and if we're not in the right call defensively, they're going to take advantage of it. It's up to me, though, to be able to get into, you know, and our coaches to get into the right adjustment to be able to stop, you know, what their plan is once we know it.
So, Brian Ward, defensive coordinator, what I'm doing here, and I hope people understand this, is I'm trying to give an example of a cognitive bias called the halo effect, which is kind of the overweighting we give cognitively like a first impression.
Okay.
The halo effect. Because if you look at the data, guys are allowing fewer than 14 points per game through the first two. 13.5 points per game. You are allowing a total of 305 yards per game to the opponent on average. Third downs, you're a little high at 42%, but you've got 11 sacks. I mean, the data is glowing. It's sparkling.
Yeah, and I want to... It's kind of a kick in the stomach.
You where know, do you so want that? You want that at 30?
We want it to be 70%. We want it to be at 30.
30?
Yeah, we'd like it to be at 30. And, we've been there. We've been there. We were there last year at this time.
I know you were, yeah.
And really, I've been there the last four out of the last 5 years. So throughout the majority of the season. So third down's is really a big emphasis in what we do and how we practice and how we prepare. So we've made up a couple adjustments this week, and hopefully we can get back to playing the third down defense that, you know, that we're used to playing.
But if Brian Ward's defense holds teams to under 14 points per game on average throughout the year, if you hold teams to under 306 yards on average per game, and you sack and take the ball away at the rate you're doing it through two, you guys are an all-time great defense.
Yeah, we'll be happy with that.
Yeah, you would be. That's right. Because I'm guilty of it, right? We're guilty of it as we're recording the game in real time, and you know, I do feel some responsibility as the first draft of the history of a given game.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how, you know, I had described the game as a slow start for both sides, but yeah, you guys scored a touchdown early and gave up a touchdown early and then kind of dominated the rest of the way. Side note, that's how you know somebody's an actual journalist, if they're willing to issue a correction. And if they don't, then you got to check it. How is it switching to coaching the tackles, the defensive tackles? Last year, you were coaching the linebackers in addition to calling the defense. So first of all, that seems like a lot of work. How do you be a position coach and a coordinator to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of time. During the season, there's just a lot of moving parts that you're constantly trying to bring together. And you know, I like to say it to our staff. Our staff talks about it all the time. You know, we need all 7 days to get ready for our next opponent. And we need even that day, you know, that Saturday before the game. I mean, every minute and everything we do really matters. And, you know, I made the move to the defensive tackle room just – it really to organize position meetings and to work with them a little bit, you know, during practice. It really allows me more time to, you know, watch more film, get in, you know, some of the, you know, the data and some of the things that, you know, that I normally am not able to, because coaching the linebackers in our system is just really, it's just all encompassing. I mean, there's just so much to it and there's so many moving parts.
It takes a lot of bandwidth.
Exactly. And you got to prepare so much throughout the week just for that position group. You know, D tackles, you know, you got to teach them how to defend the run, teach them how to defend the pass, give them backfield sets and formations and maybe see tendencies. But, you know, the defensive line, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of technique involved and a lot of scheme. And that's why, you know, Jackie, our coach Ship, our defensive ends coach, you know, he takes the D line a lot. And, you know, why I'm able to go back and kind of see what our back seven are doing and sometimes work with our safeties and our corners and our linebackers at times. But when we run Skelly or 7-on-7 against our offense, I'm with the secondary. And so it just frees me up to be able to really coach the defense and, you know, have influence, you know, with every position group and be there for, you know, the position coaches if they have questions or, you know, any insight and how we can get better.
It's like starring in a movie and directing it. It's like, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You got to coach do the real granular stuff, yeah. But also, like, big picture stuff.
But who are some good, like Mel Gibson, like an actor?
Yeah, or Gene Kelly, if you want to go classic film.
Okay, that's old school.
Yeah, he directed Singing in the Rain, in addition to starring.
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis?
Sure, Woody Allen.
Okay, old school. Yeah. You're really old school. How old are you?
43.
Okay, yeah.
I just like old school.
Okay.
I just like old school.
Okay.
Wolfpack fans, mini plans are on sale now for as low as $51 for 3 games. That's a great deal. Don't miss the excitement of game day at Mackey Stadium. MyNevadaTickets.com today or call 775-348-PACK. MyNevadaTickets.com, 775-348-PACK. Get your mini plan today. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk more about your coaching history. I think you may have a relationship with the Kansas State coaching staff as well. And then we also have to talk boxing. Because that is a pursuit of yours as well. Stay with us. Brian Ward, the defensive coordinator, is with us. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Anyone, no matter their age, race, or ethnicity, can become a hero. How? Simply by saying yes to saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. Transplants save lives every single day. They're needed by all types of people around the world. There are currently more than 100,000 Americans in need of an organ transplant. How can you bring hope to those waiting? Nevada Donor Network wants you to know it's easy. Visit nvdonor.org/pack. Bring hope to the over 600 Nevadans waiting for their second chance. Nevadans for Nevada.
In need of a bus charter for your next adventure? Look no further than the official transportation of the Nevada Wolfpack. Holiday Motor Coach have a fleet of over 100 motor coaches, ranging in size, accommodating up to 56 passengers. To book your next trip and receive a free quote, visit holidaymotorcoach.com. That's holidaymotorcoach.com. Don't wait. Start your adventure today.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There you go, Coach. Jay Norvell's greatest hits on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Alexis. Bill Withers. Yeah. John Ramey and the defensive coordinator Brian Ward with you from the row. We are live at Brew Brothers, Nevada, 2-0 at Kansas State, 2-0 on Saturday, 11 a.m. kickoff Pacific time, Pacific Daylight Time. And we'll be on the air starting at 10 a.m. Pacific with the Bud Light Tailgate Show. Breakfast with the Pack, the Hall of Famer Mike Edwards and me. Coach Ward, you got a shout-out. You got some shout-outs important to handle here.
Yeah, my firstborn son, his birthday is tomorrow, so a happy birthday to my boy. Yeah.
What's his name?
Travis.
Travis.
Yeah. 19 years old.
That's a good age.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Travis.
His mom will appreciate that.
I was looking, you know, we were talking last segment about how you'd switch from linebacker to defensive tackle as your position group this year, in addition to being the defensive coordinator. You coached linebackers when you were the coordinator at Syracuse. You coached linebackers when you were the coordinator at Bowling Green. I see some DBs there when you were at North Dakota State. Now, you were a head coach at your alma mater at McPherson. But had you done a lot of had you coached that position group before? I guess you coach long enough, you know every position group.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being a coordinator, and I don't know how many years, just, you know, several different spots, you know, one of the positions that's really unique to our defense and how we play is our defensive line. So I've had to coach guys that, you know, that we brought in that to be the defensive line coach to really get, you know, in tune with what we're doing on the defensive line. So it was just a matter of me doing it with the players as opposed to, you know, teaching a coach, what I wanted and how I wanted it to look.
This is brought to you by Shelter Insurance, continuing a 75-year tradition of supporting the communities Shelter serves. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com/75th anniversary. Also, fans, Somerset Golf and Country Club offers pristine playing conditions, the best greens in northern Nevada, a short game practice area, don't neglect that short game, and a relaxing clubhouse featuring a newly appointed menu at The Grill. Memberships, $250 a month with carts. It is, well, it's quite a deal for a private country club, just $250 a month. Go to SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com. SomersetGolfAndCountryClub.com, your family-friendly private golf club. Did you coach at Glendale Community College in Los Angeles?
No.
It's Glendale, Arizona. I called a game at Glendale in L.A. I was checking on that.
1999 and 2000.
And you were the coach of the year in NAIA as a head coach, right, at McPherson? You won an award there?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that?
2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah, your alma mater. You got him in the playoffs for the first time.
Yeah. It was a fun experience. It was fun going back there and just really had a blast there. I had a young family at the time, and uh-huh. My youngest daughter was born there, and so, you know, have a lot of ties to that area.
So where is McPherson for everybody?
It is about 40 minutes north on I-35, 40 minutes north of Wichita.
Okay. So not terribly far from where we're going.
Yeah, we got a contingent, you know, going to be at the game. My wife's actually flying out tomorrow to meet up with some friends in McPherson, and they're going to drive up to the game the following morning. And it's a bit of a coming, you know, homecoming for for us, just because we have such strong ties to the area.
Now, and forgive me if this is ignorant, but if I'm Brian Ward and I've just become coach of the year and I've got my alma mater in the playoffs for the first time, you're a head coach, you got a young family, you might be able to write your ticket a little bit, but you pursued coaching elsewhere and above the NAIA level.
Yeah.
That's not a decision you take lightly. How do you come to that conclusion?
It's always, you know, do what's best for your family, especially when you have three little ones and,
yep.
and a wife who's depending on your ability to provide as a coach, and you got to be open to that in this profession. And, there is a lot of stress, and there's a lot of life decisions that you have to make, and a lot of crossroads that you arrive at, you know, but ultimately you're trying to do what's best for your family and what you feel is best for your future. And, you know, an opportunity to go to North Dakota State and coach with a couple good friends, of mine, actually a really good friend, my wife's really good friend, was just an opportunity we felt like it might not come by again, and we decided to, make that leap of faith.
So you coached under Craig Bohl, right, who's now at Wyoming.
Yeah.
And Coach Kleiman was on that staff.
Actually, Chris took my spot when I left.
Is that okay? I was curious what the overlap was.
Yeah, so we have a lot of similar connections. We've coached in the same defensive system. When I left North Dakota State, he took my position because he was at Northern Iowa at the time. And the defensive coordinator that I actually went up there to work with, the guy that I had previously co-coordinated with, who now presently is the defensive coordinator of Michigan State, he actually hired Chris to replace me. And he was really upset that I left, but there were certain things that we had to make that move for our family. It's just funny how everything comes full circle. And I've known Chris for a while. He's a great guy, great coach. And Steve Stannard, who's their linebacker coach there, was my right-hand guy at Syracuse for 3 years. And his family, Jennifer and Madison and his son are all really close friends of ours. Defensive quality control was my GA at Syracuse. So there's a lot of ties. I think there's a couple offensive ties as well. Courtney Messingham, I've known him for almost 20 years and coached against him before. Just a lot of connections there.
I mean, one thing that is beautiful in, and I think both of our professions, is that if you can survive long enough, you kind of start running into the same people and you have a good shared experience with folks. And that makes it really cool with a game like Nevada had earlier this year at Cal, where there was a connection to the other sideline, and then this game. Is it something you relish? Is it something you dread? Is it something you just kind of go, well, some weeks it's like this?
It's kind of all three. It's really all three. You never want to compete against people that you have a lot of respect and that you have, strong history and had to, go through some ups and downs with. But it's also fun to compete against, family and get after them, from a competitive standpoint. We got to just take it one week at a time. And Kansas State is our next opponent that we got to take care of.
Fans, watch Nevada Sports Net for an in-depth look at Nevada sports from Wolfpack All Access to NSN Daily. Get up-to-date information and breaking news all day long. Tune into Nevada Sports Net on Channel 21 or check your local listings. Go Pack. All right, in 20 seconds, can you give me your history in boxing?
I grew up in a boxing family. My dad used to train fighters in our basement, and so boxing was just kind of our family industry. So I did it from the time I was 8 years old till I was 18. And
you must have been pretty good because you're intact.
Yeah, well, I was one of those guys that didn't, I tried to take less shots than I landed.
That's smart.
So it was a seasonal deal for me, but it was all year long for my dad. I graduated. I went to college, played football, stopped boxing, and then graduated and actually turned pro. And uh, you know had uh, had my pro experience and had one fight and was getting ready for my second fight and said, you know, this is something you just kind of don't play. And so.
All right. Well, we got to go. He's Brian Ward, the defensive coordinator, Wolfpack Coach Joe from Dolan, Lexus. Stay with us.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Visit shelterinsurance.com to find an agent to help you pick a policy that's right for you. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Anyone, no matter their age, race, or ethnicity, can become a hero. How? Simply by saying yes to saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. Transplants save lives every single day. They're needed by all types of people around the world. There are currently more than 100,000 Americans in need of an organ transplant. How can you bring hope to those waiting? Nevada Donor Network wants you to know it's easy. Visit nvdonor.org/pack. Bring hope to the over 600 Nevadans waiting for their second chance. Nevadans for Nevada.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
At America First Credit Union, the only goal that matters to us is the one that matters to you. That means whatever road life sends you down, we'll do everything we can to help you travel it. And whether your focus is the journey or the destination, we'll be right there beside you every mile and every day. Because when you're a member of America First, the only goal that matters is yours. Truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
Hello, this is Matt Pierce with Ray Morgan Company. I want to tell you about a cutting-edge business assessment process introduced to many Reno businesses by your local technology provider, the Ray Morgan Company. These solutions reduce operating costs, increase staff productivity, and help achieve sustainability and security initiatives. Do you know how much your office technology is actually costing you? Contact the Ray Morgan Company today at 338-3344 for your free document technology assessment. That's 338-3344.
Coach Norvell and Brian Ward. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show from Dolan, Lexus. So long, everybody.
The Wolfpack Coaches Show has been presented by Dolan Lexus. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.